Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the name of our Lord. For the Lord our God is mighty. Oh, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the name of our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Oh, the Lord our God is omnipotent. Lord our God, he is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings, for the Lord our God, he is wonderful. Amen. All right, let's get into the word. So astonishing that one of the first things I observed in Christmas this time was that the Bible had said in scripture that when the angel Gabriel was declaring to Mary the purpose of God, hallelujah, as regards Jesus, there was a statement made that says, glory to God, that Jesus' birth will bring glory to God, and that there will be peace. Right? Can you remember? Is it Luke 2? Let's see Luke 2, 9. I think that's where it is. Maybe verse, is it verse 9 or verse 14? Where vividly? Let's see verse 14. Okay. Alright, so when we're talking, see from verse 9, so that it makes sense. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Next part of scripture. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Next part of scripture. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Right? Next part of scripture. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe, meaning a child, wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Next part of scripture. And suddenly, there was, you know, sometimes I like to just go back to verse 12. Some people, you know, when they talk about the birth of Jesus, they like to make people feel like Jesus was a very poor person. He couldn't afford, the parents couldn't afford a house. And that is why he was given birth to in a manger. Hallelujah. Are you listening? But it's not true. The Bible said they entered the city in the night. Isn't it? Huh? Some of you are looking at your phones. If I see you operating your phone, I'll collect it and I will not give you back. Even if you call police. So some of you are touching your phones. No, sit down. Ah, why are you stressing yourself? Am I not the one preaching? Come and sit down. I'm looking. Firstly, we'll first interview you. You come outside and tell us 5 reasons why you're operating your phone. If you cannot give 5 solid reasons, then we will... You know, yesterday we were teaching and I saw somebody operating his phone. And he's getting old. So I was wondering, you're getting old and you're still operating phone in church. When will you settle down so that you be impactful, be rich, have family, before you probably meet the powers that will die? Why will you be a fool at that age? Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of you are thinking you are not old enough, so you can be quite foolish before you get to the point where you'll be old. If this becomes your character, even when you are old, you'll still be behaving like that too. Amen? Alright, so Joseph and Mary entered the city in the night. Are we together? And there was no place for them to lay, okay, to stay, so that Jesus would be given birth to. So, since all the rooms were checked out, all the hotels, I don't know if there were hotels in those days, but all the rooms were checked out. The only option they had, because if somebody is in labor, you are not looking for a room. You are just looking for a place to make sure the child comes out. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Have you seen a woman in labor before? You understand what I'm trying to say? How many of you have seen a woman in labor? Okay, you don't understand. Well, some of you that have seen. If you have seen, raise your hand, let me see again. Wow, amazing. If you see women in labor, they behave like something is wrong with them, isn't it? Like they are cologne mental, isn't it? They can blow, they can. That's how they give birth to all of you seated here. So respect your mothers. Amen. It's very, very unexplainable. In fact, you may look for all the reasons to say, why is she doing like this, Seth? Is that thing that painful? You can't find any words to explain it. So I'm sure they were in that euphoria, right? They couldn't really settle down to look for a space. That's why they had to give birth to Jesus in a manger. Are we together? So when you are reading this part of scripture, verse 13, next verse, don't be thinking Jesus was poor. No, that the Bible didn't say Jesus was poor. Some people like to feel consoled with the fact that Jesus was poor. Jesus was never poor. He never called himself poor self. Have you ever read any part of scripture where he called himself poor? The only part he called himself poor was for your sake. He said, I became poor for you so that you become rich. Huh? Yes, sir. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It's in the Bible. I think that's 1 Corinthians 8:9, right? Yes. That he became what? For us to become what? You know, I heard a preacher said that rich there is not riches as in material wealth. It is riches for grace. I say no problem. Alright? We can still agree that it's riches in grace. Isn't it? The Bible says the grace of God can abound in you in every area of life. Isn't it? So I can be rich towards finances, right? Is it not still the same thing we're talking about? I don't know why somebody will be against prosperity. He has money. And he's saying people should not have money, you see. Don't you feel you are being attacked? Alright, now, make no mistake. The prosperity message is not the gospel. Alright? It's just like God sees the people who are thinking, for instance, having a wrong impression about him as regards finances. So he steers a preacher to steer the fat in their heart. Bring a revelation that he is not the author of their poverty. Alright? It's not like that's the gospel, but God wants them to understand that in this poverty, he is not the author of it. Alright? So he steers the fact that he wants them rich. Now, that God wants you to emphasize something for a season or a particular geographical location because of the state of the people's heart doesn't mean that that message is the gospel. Are you people getting out and trying to explain to you? For instance, if I go into an assembly and people are sick, I can't keep quiet. I wouldn't come to church and be teaching you on healing. That's not the gospel. Alright? Healing is one of the things that the gospel can give you. Alright? That is in the gospel, I mean. But healing in itself is not chiefly the gospel. Are you people get out and trying to explain to you? Alright, that's why I disagree with people that say God gave them a healing ministry. It's wrong. I greatly know, I am very sure that they misunderstood the dealings of God. God cannot give you a prosperity ministry, a healing ministry, one face of everything that He represents and say, that's your ministry. No. Are we together? God would rather have you emphasize a dimension of Him per the need of the people per time. Alright? Now, God notices that a people are poor in a geographical location and they love Him. And He knows that He has dealt with poverty for their sake. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? He will steer the preacher to make them understand that He is not the author of poverty. And He is not glorified in their poverty. He will give them light towards prosperity. So that they understand that they can be holy and rich. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? But is prosperity message the gospel? No. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Now the mistake Satan will do is that the mistake Satan will cause them to do is that they will begin to emphasize that dimension as the supposed message. And that dimension is not the message. Are you all listening to me? That dimension is not the message. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Glory to God forevermore. So do you guys understand what I'm trying to say? That is why you hear some people and you will not insult them, you will not feel so bad. But have you heard people say things like, preach your message, let me preach my message? Huh? Okay, let's wait for them to be arranged. Courage is rearranging church. Alright, are you set? You know, people can be, in 2024, this is why some of you did not go far. Small thing, you just turn your... Do you know I was teaching, everybody here was turning here. We so, I'm a boss spirit. It's another reason people don't go far. I'm a boss. Thief man will say it's I'm a boss. Any small thing I'm... Like my baby at home, if you just open the door... We just close door. One time I was looking at her, I said, I bind the spirit over my boy in the name of Jesus. I suspected it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't, if somebody stand up, okay, watch and see. Everybody, are you here? Are you here? Are you all here? Are you here? Blessing, stand up. Stand up, wave your hands up. They are turning. They are just. Their heart is like, oh God, I beg, I want to see this day. If I didn't say it, they would have turned. People, that's why some people have accidents. They are in heaven now. They are just driving here. Pew! When they open their hey, and they see Jesus. Oh, welcome. I'm a boy. So 2025, one of the reasons you'll be successful is that you throw away the spirit of Abel. You always want to know. Jesus that does not concern you, you still want to know. I hear, see them, see this. I'm not trying to know. Alright, so you hear people say things like, preach your message, let me preach my message. See, I've observed something. In the Nigerian church today, or in the church, the state of the church, let me not just say the Nigerian church because this thing is global. I told myself one night, I said, see, from what I've seen, I can't even put my mouth in this thing too much. That's why if you observe me, I've not really given a voice to anybody, opposition, abi position, in the whole argument of the church. Have you observed me? You see me come today, I'll just throw one thing, catch one thing. You will not see me really say I have a stand. You know why? Because I like opposition, the opposition to an extent. I like what is happening. Because it is getting the position, I don't know whether the English I'm saying is right, position adjusted. Even though I don't agree entirely with the opposition. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I think we need to really sit up. That's what I'm trying to say. We need to really sit up with the Word of God. That's my major point. I can't understand why somebody who have a lot of folks in church and misunderstand scripture. I mean, one of the most basic scripture is misunderstood. So I'm like, opposition, raise your voice very well, opposition. This person too. In fact, sometimes I just, if you observe me, I behave like I am praying for opposition to shout again. So that position will be adjusted. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because some things are obviously too wrong. That's why you need to know God for yourself. You'll be so amazed, some of you seated here. If you go out there and go to some churches, I'm trying to brag. You go and sit in some churches, you'll be amazed what you are hearing. You can even train everybody there. You'll be amazed the things you'll be hearing from them. Alright? You know, and wrong perspective, they go a long way beyond a generation. If our children's children grow up tomorrow to know that the kingdom of God is like a marketplace, or Christianity is like a marketplace, and you go and buy what you want, that's how the message of the gospel should be, that you are called to preach prosperity, you are called to preach healing, that's a messed up idea. Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? So, for instance, you have come to the marketplace. This is another marketplace. What am I supposed to teach? So they say, I am supposed to teach something. What is my message? But maybe you help me. What do I teach? Eh? Eh? You see, you are confused. Because I have touched plenty of things. One say glory, one say kingdom. One say thy come. And the rest. Very funny. I remember when we were going in Kaduna, I was talking with the pastor. I said, you know, some people teach kingdom, some people teach grace, some people teach glory. I was like, what in this one? What is the difference between kingdom, glory, grace? Hallelujah to Jesus. So things happen like that, alright? And now if you look at somebody like me now, you'll be confused. Even in the melancholy thing, I've told them to describe me before. They didn't have a description for me. Some say you are a little bit melancholy and sanguine, choleric, this one, down one, phlegmatic, blah, blah, blah. What is this recent one for Gen Z? Sign. This is signs. Zodiac signs. What are the Virgo? Huh? Scorpio. Cancer. Eh? Ari. All those mumu thing. So some of you sitting here are Scorpio. Some of you are Ari. Some of you are Cancer. Is a proof that you need to sit down with the Word of God. It's one man that started that is somewhere all of you are carrying and running with it. If you go on social media now and check some people's Facebook page, you see Scorpio. I've seen that Scorpio very well. Scorpio. So they think Scorpio, who are Scorpios? I've not really done the research there. Which people did they call Scorpio? How do they think? I'm sure it's tied to a particular school of thought, right? How do they think? Huh? Birthmont. But it's not tied to a particular behavior. I'm saying, what is their own behavior, the Scorpio people? This 17, 18 years boys are looking at me, 19, they are pretending like they don't know this thing. Even we don't know what Scorpio means. You don't know? You don't know too? Even we should say the truth too. Michael, you don't know? You too, you don't know? Which people then know? I say Gen Z now. I'm seeing Gen Z. The Gen Z say they don't know. Eh? Now, wow. Okay. What of melancholy? What does it mean? And you know, some people want to bear those names because they feel like it's touche. I'm melancholy. I'm choleric. You know, it sounds sweeter than saying I'm a child of God. Who are you? A child of God. Ah, this one don't get swag. Who are you? Choleric. choleric? How about you melancholic? How about you sanguine, and a little touch of choleric? Wow, sounds the more. What of this one? Who are you? I'm a son of the living God. Ah, that's odd. So they like things. In fact, names, self, in these days, you hear names. People are choosing names because of it sounds sweet, not because it has meaning. You hear a name like Hafsiba. What does it mean? Eh? God's delight. But is the sound though they like? It's not really the meaning. It's the sound. You can hear name. I've seen that on, I don't know, but I've heard that name somewhere. I've heard what again? Is Kira's name? Okay. That's the name your father gave you. Eh? Is the name your dad gave you? Huh? I mean, the name you collected. Amen. There are names like Jaden. What's the meaning of Jaden? Who would not want his boy to be Jaden? It sounds sweet, right? Jackson. Gibson. Phil. Tyra. Jamil. You know the names that sound like ice cream and glucose, they like it. No name like Friday. I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like the people that gave this name didn't have time. They don't like disturbance. So when did they give, what should be his name? When be today? My Monday be the name. Amen. So they don't want anybody to disturb them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And most people, they give that name. I think that was the day they gave birth to them. Yes, sir. The father don't like stress. But what's the point? Giving names that have meaning, even if it doesn't sound sweet. Yes, sir. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? So me, I'm not looking for a name. That's why when I give my baby name, I prayed and I heard some name. I don't care whether it sounds sweet, whether it's stressful and the rest. Is the meaning that hits my head more. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Very important. Okay? So where were we? We were going somewhere. About the several dimension, right? So, you see, people think like that, and they are not bad people, alright? It's just a wrong assumption. They just have wrong assumptions. Okay? They are not necessarily bad people. If you have heard anybody say that, you can't say the person is a bad person. It's just a wrong understanding. Are we together? So, you see, they misunderstood the move of God. Please follow me carefully. If, for instance, I come to this town, let's imagine this town is Okpoga town, and you people are Okpoga people. You know, Okpoga is a local government under the Idomas community. Alright? And in Okpoga, probably they have a problem. Let's look for a problem. They have, Ochaya said they have bad road. I mean, she's tying poverty to it. So let's imagine that the people in Okpoga are having a hardship. I don't know if you are from Okpoga here. Okay. Amen. Is it true you people have bad road? Okay. Hallelujah. So it's a confirmation. And if you say bad road, that's not really the problem. It means there's no money. So let's say there's hardship to an extent. Now, imagine the bad road has been there for more than 10 years. Have you been there for more than 10 years? Ah, more than 6 years. Okay, 6 years. For instance, they may have adjusted to the bad road and probably are creating things, you know, using means of transportation that will get them adjusted, alright? I remember when I went for a wedding there, they say there's a part where cars stop, then another thing will start taking you. It's bike. So we took car. It was not my car. We took car. They stopped us in a particular place. So we waited. And the bike does not take somebody one. Because the distance is much. So you must be two or three before the bike will move. And all of you are giving the same amount. My saving grace was that I was there with my protocol, so we had to climb the bike together. Amen. And when we reached the venue, we paid the same amount. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Why? Because of the bad road. Even the cars were scared to move. Now, if God sends a preacher there, the preacher's goal is not to go and teach money, but you'll be preaching the gospel. Jesus died for you. Your sins are forgiven. Blah, blah, blah. The kingdom is here. Blah, blah, blah. And Jesus will just remind him one morning and say, "Hey, dear son, tell my people I did not start poverty. Because their mind have adjusted to suffering." You know, the Bible spoke about how that Jesus was familiar with suffering in the book of Isaiah. Now, if Jesus was familiar with suffering and you are familiar with suffering, then there's a big problem. You are not supposed to be familiar with suffering. The Bible says he was so used to suffering, dying for us. He did that for us not to be used to suffering. You know, I was teaching this on campus many years ago. I said some people like to be familiar with suffering, and it's a bad thing. It's a very bad thing. How can you wake up early in the morning and your mind, because your mind is a problem. You wake up early in the morning and you think of Gary. Why? The Bible says, whatever is nice, think of it. Whatever is beautiful, think of it. But you woke up in the morning, what did you think about? Gary. You are the one putting yourself in trouble. Say, but pastor, it's only Gary that is in my house. No, imagine something you can do with the Gary. What of Eba? And sometimes celebrate yourself. You have 1-2K. You say this 2K is for 2 months. That is what you have done. And you are the one causing the trouble. Every day, TV will call it Ogbagibili. I'll be happy they call it Ogbagibili. You just buy one ice fish. Then you buy one apple. You just throw the apple, throw the ice fish. Oka oka. Do you know God did not design you to use 2K for that long? It's your mindset that designed to use it like that. When I was on campus, I didn't used to have a lot of money. But when I have money, I always do something. I was telling Jerry and their Nathaniel, I said, don't think that when I came from 100 Level and Remedias, I was buying food outside. It's a lie. I used to cook. In fact, I cooked to a point, they know me for one food, red oil rice. Somebody say, yeah. No, it's not yeah. I was not suffering. It's just that that's the only thing I know how to cook. So I would buy red oil. I had my customer in Woroku Market. She would give me red oil. Plenty with Jara. That time, big bottle was around 250. We'll buy it like this. Come and keep. Buy 2 cabbage. Come and keep. 2 big cabbage. I had one small fruit that one pastor in school sowed seed for me. So I carried the small fridge, put it in my house. I'll be keeping all of those things inside. You know? So I'll now buy 1 crate of egg. 1 crate of egg that time was 500 or less. Yes, I think it's even less than 500. I'll buy it that time and keep in the kitchen. Then every time I cook rice, I'll boil 1 egg. Because they said that time, you know, when there's not a lot of money, you'll be getting inspired. You'll be agreeing to everything. They say, I don't know if that is true. They say, your body does not need more than 1 egg. Is it true? Huh? Well, me, I did not ask questions. I believed it. So, I just wanted to believe it. You know why I believed it, right? I believed it because I didn't want my egg to finish. So when I'm done cooking, I'll boil egg, put by the side, cut cabbage, put by the side. Which one is mayonnaise? Who knows what was time for mayonnaise? I mean, whatever they used to call it. I didn't even know they used to put cabbage with anything before. I'll just cut the thing at the side. When I'm eating, you're hearing quas, 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 quas. Like ruminant animal. And I was getting fresh on camp. People say, oh, Pastor Simon, you look fresh. Oh, the glory of God. It's the glory of God. Until one of my crazy friends came to the house one time. And I offered them rice and stew. My stew is, oh my God, that time. I cut the cabbage. Oh, they ate. They said, Jesus Christ. Prophet, from today, this is what we'll be doing. They went and copied me. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how I live my life. I left what was my best soup. You know why? I will buy plenty to fool the pot. And I love it because it works like the word of God. It's, you know, the Bible says the word of God is two-edged word. It works for you. And you know, it can work inside and outside. Aleph work both ways. You can eat rice with Aleph and eat swallow with Aleph. That's why I liked it. You see, Jerry, are you listening to me? You'll be eating. Now, these days, see how food is cost. You go and sit somewhere, you eat 1,000. Those days, it was a taboo. 150 was what is 150? There are some places you eat 18 naira. And the apple was big. I didn't want to use the word mighty. It used to be big. You know, today they'll give you apple like this. So I was sharing with him. I said, if you are eating outside, your money will finish. That time, 5,000 can take me through the whole month. Yes. No, my rice is already there. I brought rice from home. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? My ingredient, and it will take me through the whole month. Before you know, less than 5,000, sir. What did I calculate here? And when you talk about fish, I had one young boy who was, he was always waiting for me at the junction. When I come, he would just hold my hand like this and take me to his mom. $2,150. I know some of you are shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes. So I'll buy 300. There'll be plenty. Even if it's more than 150 today, you can still buy. What I'm saying is learn to save. Learn to do things on your own. I was teaching him. Because I was asking him one time, I said, how much do you make? A photographer. How much do you make? He said, he told me the money he makes, blah, blah. I said, okay, how much is in your savings? He said, sir, nothing. I said, nothing is in your savings? Nothing is in your savings? He said, yes. I said, from today, write what you use your money to do. And what we observe is that it's apple that finished the money more. And I think he likes pig meat, right? Do you eat pig? Okay. That's another problem. So I now told him, you have to start saving your money. I told him, you have to start saving. In fact, I say, sir, can I save with you? I said, no, save with your friend. Nathaniel, at least. Nathaniel, you don't used to touch money, but you don't look like somebody that has bad character in money. Do you have a bad character in money? No, it looks good. But Jerry cannot save money now. So I said, you should save it. Where are people going to? Come, sit down. Come and sit down back. Which kind of tour side is this? The same time, people just stand up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Church is when they finish you. If you enter, you must finish you. Are you listening to me? That's what happens. Alright? Listen to me carefully. So when God raises a preacher in this Okpoga now, to teach the gospel of prosperity, God is not saying that the gospel is prosperity. He emphasized that because of their needs. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? This is what has caused, you know, deliverance now. For instance, you go to a town, a village called Ayagba. Ayagba. And when you go there, witches are flying in the night. People are suffering. For instance, and the preacher is preaching, Jesus died for you, he was buried for you. God will not tell you one night. See, go on, if you enter church, they lay hands on that three boys. All those three guests you used to see by the side and that old woman. Lay hands and see what will happen. And God will show him what to do when he lays hands and see demonic manifestation. Ha! Then every Sunday he'll be laying hand. And as he's laying, things are scattering. Then you say, ah, God has given me a deliverance ministry. That's what happens. Are you forgetting why these things are like that now? It's not like God. So the preachers saying these things are not bad people. It's just a misunderstanding of the word. Are you all listening to me? And that's why you must refuse to those ideologies. There are not several messages to preach. I'm called to preach this message. This message is called. No, the message is Jesus Christ. Are you all listening to me? And Christ is a revelation of God. So if you don't know Christ, you don't even know God. How much you know Christ is how much you've known God. He said, he that has seen me as what? Seen the one that sent me. So if you cannot find Christ from scriptures, you've not actually discovered God. Alright? Alright, I just wanted to highlight the fact that Jesus being born in a manger was not a sign that we can be poor. No, there was no space. Next part of scripture. The Bible then says, this is one of the most striking statements. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now, where was Jesus given birth to? Huh? No, not manger. The country, the community. Huh? Bethlehem, if we're talking about continent, where is it? Huh? Huh? Pastor Emma, come and say what you said. You answered. Come and tell the world. Come. Please, somebody should check it on Google. Where is it? Who is saying Asia? Raise your hand up. Come. Have you people Google it? Where is Bethlehem? It's in Israel. Continent is? Pastor, you have Googled it? What is it? You are right. Good boy. I think within the Middle East, some Middle East, okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, do you know why that this part of scripture strikes me so well? Hey, listen carefully. He said peace to the people on earth. Where was Jesus giving birth to? In the Middle East. Where do we have the most crisis today? Huh? In the Middle East. Because they don't understand the purpose of Jesus' coming. In fact, some of them still reject Jesus today, Israel. He did not resurrect. That's what they argue and say. They say Jesus did not resurrect. Meanwhile, if they had believed the purpose of Jesus' coming, if they receive him, what will happen? There's supposed to be peace for them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But right now, all the atrocities, all the crimes, big wars happening there. See what the Bible also said? Yesterday we read that scripture, verse what? 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was what? Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Meaning Jesus' birth was a consolation to what? Israel. Is it like that today? No. No. Why? Because they rejected him. Jesus said these words. He said, I came to my own and my own what? Now, read again Jeremiah 1. You see where Jeremiah said, Lord, but I'm only a child. Listen to me, some of you that think you are children. He said, I'm only a child. Why are you sending me to go and do this? You are telling me I will change the world in this aspect. That. He said, no, never call yourself a child. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I'd given you a purpose. I'd called you to be a prophet. Alright? I heard these words many years ago, around when I was 16 years. I'm not sure anybody is 16 years here. All of you are more than 16 years. I became born again and I started pursuing God, hearing these words. I started preaching from the age of 16. Who is 16 here? Start preaching. My care is reading. Start preaching then. Are you preaching? Where? Hallelujah to Jesus. Start preaching. At that age, I was writing tracks. I was not on TikTok. Maybe because TikTok was not available. But I was not there. I was writing track. I will look for it and show some of you. One of my first track was Zoe, the life of God. At age 16. I used my money, break money. I gathered it. And I went to print it in a cafe. Type it and printed it. I remember the woman was like, ah, this young man, what is making you have this passion? I'll just keep quiet. She would type, blah, blah, blah. Gather it for me. I'll be going to preach and share it. Because of those words I heard, I knew that even if I was young, I had a call of God upon my life. So as we're here celebrating the birth of Jesus, baby Jesus, baby Jesus, we should know that even though he's a child that was giving birth today, or that is giving birth today, it's the son that is what? Giving. Alright? Unto us a child. But who is giving? And the government of the kingdom shall be. He's the one carrying the government of the kingdom. Alright? In other words, when you meditate on Jesus' birth, see his purpose. Let his purpose be stirred in your heart. Christmas is not a day to just eat meat. Why are you even eating the meat? Ask yourself, why are we jubilating? Why are we eating rice? It's not a time to play banga. Yesterday night in my house, I was saying, pop, 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 pop. And let me tell you the truth. I did it too when I was growing up. I was telling one of my in-laws yesterday, I said, I don't know whether it's seed time and harvest that is happening to me. Because when I was growing up, we'll carry it and go to church and be throwing it under people's car. When they are driving, pop, 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 pop. Throw it, you see mothers will run, you know. And we used to blow this one, they call rocket. We'll shake it like that. Poof! Soldiers will be moving. Who did that? Who did that? Everybody will be shouting, who did that? Who did that? You know? So I said, I don't know that God is paying me for that thing I did. Because she said she could not sleep. I told her sleep is nothing. She said, I cannot. Pa, 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 pa. And I was a little bit happy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So Christmas is not a season of playing banga or blowing banga. I think it's banga they call it. It wasn't. No, when we're going up, knockout was different from banga. What is the English word for banga? It's even gezamasi. You people, how can you even know this thing? Huh? Which one is firewalls? Banga is banga. Oh, it's banga. Knockout, you make it with pipe. You people know knockout. Make it with pipe. Put that spoke. And you grind the matches. Then you raise it up with that red rubber. They call the red rubber Janin Jaka. You raise it up. Boy! My God. Amen. Then there's another one again. You grind the matches. When you grind it, then you hit it to the wall. Boy! See, some of you, your body is sweaty. You want to do it. Christmas is not a time for all of those things. You can celebrate, but if you are celebrating, know why you are actually celebrating. So that in case you want to even do that rocket, you are doing it in righteousness. I'm not saying you should do it too, in case you want to do it. So what am I saying in essence? Even if you are young today, understand that you being young does not mean that you should behave like a young person. Alright? And start looking for mundane things. When I was 16 and I understood the gospel, my dress didn't even change. I stopped wearing, you know, in our days, FUBU was the reigning jean. How many of you know what they call FUBU? That time if you wear pencil, people will laugh at you. But now I heard that pencil is back again. You see this fashion thing, just dress what is in your mind. Oh, don't follow what is happening. In my days, if you wear pencil, they will laugh at you. I remember my father bought me pencil in primary 5. In our class party. Everybody was wearing football, I wore pencil. As I entered the class, my friends just gathered in one line. They started laughing at me. I had to run back and go and remove it. I ran back home. But when I entered, one time I was just watching. And people, FUBU was back. So I was like, They said FUBU was not raining. Now FUBU is back. I mean, pencil was not raining. Now pencil is back. Everybody wants pencil. In fact, people that have FUBU go and reduce their FUBU to pencil. So I now resolve in my heart that, you see this dressing? Just follow your heart. Do what you want to do. But you see, those days, responsible people, I don't know of now, they will dress in corporate wears. And when I started dressing in corporate wears, people felt like I was losing. My friends would be like, you don't turn pastor. In fact, you just start dressing like that, everybody will start calling you pastor. Did you observe that? Immediately you start dressing like that, people call you pastor. This young man is laughing. I've just started calling you pastor. You see? They're already calling him pastor. Immediately you start dressing like that, everybody, pastor, pastor. That's how they started calling me pastor in the barracks. Before they ever anointed me pastor. Because plain, stocking, wear tie, hey, people will see me and start laughing. There's one guy that will almost sit on the ground and be laughing. Hey, Papillon, are you with this? Hey, my God, no, he will not sit on the ground. He will laugh. To him, that was a disaster. How was he looking? Big boy, with his spec and his pickup to the side. We're moving like this. Jay-Z, you know, T-Pain, 50 Cent. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. You all know these people, isn't it? Eminem and the rest of it. They all influence young people to dress like that. I'm not saying they are demons. That's not what I'm saying. Alright? Glory to God forevermore. Who is the richest man in the world? Huh? Some people don't even know. You know, if you don't know who the richest man in the world, you don't actually want to be rich. Who is the richest man in the world? Huh? What is his worth? Huh? 400 and what? 400. I want the exact figure. Who knows? I think it's more than 400. They say it's the first to have hit 400 billion, right? No, it's more than that. 436.3 billion. Yes, in 2024, yes. This is a legit one. $436 billion. Now, I'm not saying you should meditate and start saying, oh, rah, bah, 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 bah. No, calm down. He has not even publicly said, I am a full devoted Christian. Although he supports Christian stuffs. Alright? So he's close to us more than anybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Glory to God forevermore. 400 and what? $36.3 billion. Think about it. You know the point I want to say? He dresses smart. He dresses like me. I dress like him. We dress like each other. What am I trying to say? He doesn't stress himself over all those chains. People that do all those things, they want to put something to feel important. They are poor in their mind. It's not a joke. They are poor in their mind. There's one chain, the way I want to say, you know how much is this? $2 billion. Poor mindset. How can we wear $2 billion? People are using $2 billion to get $40 billion. You are wearing it on your neck. And you know the painful thing? That's what young people are pursuing. I'll be 30 billion gang, man. 30 billion gang. 30 BG. See my neck, man. I wonder why a group name will be called 30 BG. When you are hearing that somebody has 436 billion, not BG, billion dollar. He has said 30 BG. Then they will put chain and the rest. Are you listening to me? Following, there are a lot of people richer than those folks. Yes, sir. Who are not making noise. And you know the bad thing is what they spend their money on. Mundane things. Make this money. even as we are preaching now, we are making you understand that money is not the essence of Christianity. We did not say you should not make money. Because for us to take this gospel to tough places, we need money. We are not going to preach alone in Nigeria. Even in this Makurdi, there are some places you cannot take this gospel to, except you are fully loaded. The Bible says, for even money is a what? If I want to take this gospel to Naka and Fulani are there, you think I'll go alone? I can hire my security men because I don't trust their security men. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. I can hire my own security men and go and be preaching. If the Fulani come, we take them out. We ask them, you're giving your life to Jesus or your life? You want Jesus or you want to go? Is there even money itself? Is it, you know, with your money, you can hire your own security. You can have. If you don't trust the security of the government, you can hire your own. Do you know with money you can even have your gun? You don't know. Money can give you a gun. Legitimately, not this one, Curtis owned that they'll be shooting and hiding under. I'm talking about legitimate gun. I'm not talking about Curtis. And if you are here as a young man, never think of entering that thing. It's a trap. Are you listening to me? It's a trap. Most of them there, they want to leave. And I hope you know that joining a cult is not a sign that you are a big boy. It's a sign that you are a very small boy. And some of you who are young, they do those orientation for you from secondary school. They'll be telling you, come and join red, black. There's yellow too. Red, black, yellow. I heard white. Is there white? There's white too. Red, black, yellow, white. Don't join. Are you listening to me? If you have joined, come out. Don't join. And some of them are joining for babes. You get one girl I like for this shit. Say, another cap on babe. You want the babe? Join our group. You will get the babe. So the babe is for the group. You join a group to get a babe for the group. Who has the babe finally? The group. Now that you have had the babe, you are in the group and it's the group's babe. So what is your gain? You want to marry community wife? We should use this basic wisdom to explain the things to some of you. It doesn't make you a big boy. Which cultist now in this town can come and say, I'm better than Prophet Simon? How are you better? Hallelujah to Jesus. The Elon Musk we're talking about now is not Yahoo. He did this stupid Yahoo thing everywhere. He knows book, sciences. His book. They have made him to have 436 billion, not naira, billion dollars. Waiting, science, this physics is the main thing he focuses on. Mathematics, physics. Hey! Then one Yahoo person will come and be pressing button and be carrying red stick and blowing breeze. Look at the foolishness, because they don't want to read book. So run away from that life. And when they make the money, they don't even know how to use the money. Yes, is Dorime. One of the ways to know that these Yahoo boys are not prepared for the money they are having, look at their dressing. Somebody who have money, you will carry like 30,000 and buy one trouser that can mop the ground. It's a proof that they don't even know what to use the money for. Almost 100,000. You know, I went to Modern Market one time to buy something and I saw somebody buying one shoe they call Crocs. So, you know what brought my attention there? The price of the rubber shoe. Not a shoe, a slippers that has crocodile mouth. So, even if I'm dreaming, even if you dash me that thing, I cannot wear it. Even if you dash me, I will not wear it. Because I can't imagine that I wear crocodile and I'm walking inside my house. I can't even imagine it. To me, it's too big. It's not comfortable for me. I prefer normal slippers. These slippers we used to know. Yes, even down my price one time, they say 1,000. I was shocked. I'll be 1.5, I'll be 2,000. That this used to buy 15 naira, 16 naira at that time. You think I'm lying? 15 naira inside leather, 16 naira. I asked one time, my wife said I should buy 2 slippers. So I said, give me 2, confidently, 2. Say 1.15. I said, for what? Slippers has reached 1.5. So when I heard the man say 30,000, I just thought, I said, for what, sir? He said, Pastor, calm down. No shout. They call them crocs. Now for Yahoo boys, maybe for people like you. I just calm down. The guy priced it. He bought it 30,000. Young boy, he just wore it there. He removed his other, putting it. He just wore down and move. If you see the trouser big, that's how he was moving. Then he now bore one of his ears. Did one da-da-da-da hair. I was just looking at him like this. He moved away. He said, Pastor, maybe we now they buy this thing for, we need to make money either ways. And for Yahoo boys. They don't even know what to use money for. They'll make the money is Dorime. They'll enter club, buy a drink of over 1.something million. That's Lando in Makodi. Land money. If you buy that land and leave it, you know, I heard a woman selling a land in Abuja. She bought it 800,000. She said she even left it there because she just saved the paper. Right now she's selling the land for 60 million. You know, so it sounds like a lie, right? You know, it sounds like a lie. In fact, there are some that, have you heard ones that is even worse than what I'm saying? Yakyo here, I know when they were selling land, 250,000 in Yakyo. 150. Do you know how much is land in Yakyo now? Land in Yakyo is how much? 5 million. When my dad was buying it, it was 3 million. Now it's 5 million. A plot of land. The question is, you now you are wondering, you that have not buy land, you are wondering where you want to buy land, right? So if you are wise now, if you have money, go and buy land somewhere. Whether it's happy, run and buy. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. These are things I appreciate with time. There's crypto. I'm teaching you what I want to teach in crossover service. Let me just touch small. There's crypto. Are you listening to me? You can buy coins, save them, make money. There's forex. Are you listening to me? Then there are tech skills. There are tech skills to learn. I can't remember the name of that country. People are making millions from tech. The government made it mandatory for everybody to learn a tech skill. Down to a little child. You must learn a tech skill. That's their greatest source of revenue. You can learn programming. Say, it's hard. Yahoo and programming, which one is harder? Learn all of this thing. Make up your mind to learn it. Some of you have opportunities that some of us in our time did not have. Do you know if I knew programming when I was 16, now I would have been a billionaire. It's not a joke. I would have become a billionaire. I didn't know. It was not really obvious in our time. But now these things are obvious. Some of you are here where people started learning programming in this church. How much are they earning now? When they were learning, you were contemplating. I mean, my spirit does not carry me. Now, all of you that your spirit did not carry you to learn are learning now. Because you are seeing the benefit from the people that are what? That have learned before. Alright, so that's just by the way. I'm trying to make you understand that even though we understand the purposes of Jesus coming, we know that prosperity is not the gospel. You should still make money and make a lot of it. Tell somebody to make a lot of it. God will give you the wisdom to make it. In fact, He has given you the wisdom. Don't depend on the government. Don't be like all these funny youths on the street. It is when Alia is passing that they will have money. There are some old quagges, this APC house. Immediately, the government passes there. They will go and stand, sit there and be guarding the road. They will just come out and pour money like this. That's where people father are sitting down to get money. Don't be like that. There's more in agriculture. Do you know you can farm from this age? Huh? You can farm. Me now, I'm a certified farmer. Yes, as I did my research on farming. Because next year is full-time farming. No joke. I was talking to one of my in-law. I heard of a woman that built her house. I went to see the house. House, not one house. I mean houses. I say, how did she get the money? They say, farming. I say, farming gives people money to build this kind of house. Say, I just told her, me too, I'm now a farmer. She started laughing. I said, I'm a farmer now. Call me Farmer Simon. Yes. Make the money. We want to go to Ukom. I mean, what do they call? What are they fighting now in that Idomala? Is it Agatu? We want to go to Agatu to preach the gospel. You think we'll just enter there? We'll go there with our convoys too and military armed men. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And preach the gospel. Do you know you can be so low that you can even preach the gospel to bandits? You go there and tell them, I want to preach to you. Give me 5 minutes. But if you want trouble, I have the trouble for you. And they'll drop weapons, we'll preach to them. Everybody will go. The Bible said, for money itself is a word defense. Are you listening to me? That is why if the church neglect teaching people that God can prosper them, the people will look for another means to have the money. Are you all getting what I'm trying to say? In fact, that's one of the reasons people are delving into all of this Yahoo stuff and the rest. And secondly, in fact, some that I've tried to teach did not really cover the syllabus. You can't tell people that the blessing is upon you, just go out, money will come. No! The blessing, you know, the Bible says, I'll bless the works of your hands. So if there is no work, the blessing will not see something to interface with for a manifestation to happen. Are you listening to me? Very important. So the blessing needs the work of your word, hands to be what? Activated. That's why some of you seated here, see, you are blessed. So find something that is very impactful in our generation and start doing it. Start learning it. In fact, before you enter 2024, register for it. And start learning it. 2 years from now, you can even rent your own house. No jokes. You can buy your own land. No jokes. It doesn't mean you will not follow Jesus. You will still be following Jesus. So don't spend your time moving from street to street. Did they play ball for this? You run there. I'm not saying I'm against football. Oh. If football is your calling, play football. Are we together? If you feel God wants you to play football, play football. But all this Kolo lie, you move here. Kolo, did they do party for this? Did they do birthday? You are just moving from street to street. No, learn something. And as a lady said, sometimes give yourself to prayer. Know what God wants you to do. Not every lady must make hair or big cake. Know what God wants you to do. And if God is saying big cake, no problem. But if God is telling your heart that you can become a professor, because you can't tell me that all of you sit here, God is not saying that one of you can become a professor. He doesn't say, no. Women know they go to school like that. Or you want to go to the school, you now tell your father. Your father will say, woman, no, they do school like that. Sometimes the first opposition will be your father. But you must persist. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You must persist. You've seen yourself lecturing people, thousands of people, and you want to further educate. They say, no, you cannot do that. You persist and do it. It's all part of kingdom success. Are you listening to me? We must have men in high places. Now, some of you here that will control women in the whole world, God will give you, put you in a place. But you have to work yourself to that position. Are you listening to me? Work yourself. Be diligent in everything you do. How can you be saying that you want to become some... Even God will not use you. So if there's a way God will use you to enrich if you don't know book. I hope you know. If you don't know book, you get where God no go reach you rich. Use you rich, sorry. Because you're not going to know how to explain the thing with your mind. Your mind be empty. You have to know book. How can you be in school, they say, What is government? You don't know government. You are in SS2, SS3. They say define commerce. Is that smiling? Do you know that's one of the funniest questions? When we were in SS3, they told somebody to define chemistry. The guy hook. It's not like it's a failure. It's a, define chemistry. Say chemistry. Chemistry. He said, chemistry is the study of. You know, I say, guy, I don't know this, you know. Should we try it? Huh? If you're an art student, raise your hand up. If you're an art student, raise your hand up. Art student, raise your hand up. Okay, no problem. Science student, raise your hands up. Some of you are not art students, you are not science students. Social science, raise your hands up. Oh, people are scared of my question. If you are an art student, raise your hand up. I want to see art student. Art student, stand up. Whether social science, art, all of you are the same, stand up. Art student, stand up. Some of you, I will meet you personally and ask you. Michael, what student are you? Ask students, stand up. Okay, don't worry, I'm coming for all of you. If you don't stand up, I'll and if I meet you and ask students sitting down, is you I'll ask question. Okay, I should come back. No problem. I'm coming. What student are you? What student? Art or science? Stand up. How about you? Science. How about you? Stand up now. All of you. Sciences. Sciences. How about you? Sciences. Okay, you have not reached that place. Okay, now I want to ask a question. How many of you did commerce here? Raise your hands up. Don't deny you. If you are doing commerce, raise your hand up. Oh, all of you did not do commerce. Okay, a general one. If you did accounting, raise your hands up. All of you, if you did accounting, you did not. What's a general arts subject that everybody does? Economics. If you did economics, raise your hands up. Huh? Are your hands up? Should I ask my question? Huh? Should I ask my question? Okay, come. I want you to define economics. Don't sit down, all of you. If not, I'll ask you a question. The mic. Where are they now? Come and activate this mic. What is economics? I don't know how to put it. Okay. How many of you say you did economics again? Raise your hands up. Why are your friends putting you in the front like this? Don't worry, I will not ask you because of what your friends. Your friend wants me to disgrace you. If you did economics again, raise your hands. Okay, wait. She wants to try again.
Serving of the issue of want, choice, and preference. Is the study of knowing how to manage the, like.
Did she get it? Life. Economy student. She got it small. Okay, who knows the definition very well? She tried. A lot of times you can be studying a course, you are inside, they don't say, come outside and tell us what the course is all about. You say, hey, we don't do plenty things for this course. What's it be really? Who knows the divination to explain it, you know, perfectly the way it's supposed to be? Who can do it for us? Pastors, are you people disgracing yourself? Please video these people. You want to describe it or not? All right.
So ignominy has several definitions, but the most accepted definition is by Richard Lionel.
Hey.
And he said that ignominy is the study of one's choice and opportunities for gain.
It's the same thing now. You said it, but bless you. Bless you. Like you said, it has different definitions. So she said her own, you said your own. Amen. Should I ask another question? Huh? I want to ask a government question. This is the first question I'm going to ask. Who should I ask? This my guy is looking at. You people are pointing this my. Should I ask him? My guy, I come. Your guys have been calling you. It's like you are very. It's like they trust you very well. Define government for us. Hey, calm down. Let him define it. Why are you making him laugh? All right, go ahead. I have face like this. If I like this. Hey, you should stop making him laugh.
Government can be defined.
Alright, go ahead. We're waiting. It can be defined as... Just put it in your own way. You must not remember the way you were taught in school. In your own way, the way you understand it.
Government can be defined as the...
I don't know. You know, but maybe you are shy, right? He's being too shy. And his friends are cursing it. I gave you the mic. It's well, go and say that. What's your name? Kelvin. You can say that. You people are disturbing Kelvin. Who will I ask now? Ask them, sit down. They are saying I did not ask them. I had the law, come and answer. This is the time that I used to say, Uncle, you have not collected the assignment. The way she is happy.
Government can be defined in three perspectives. Government as a process or art of governing, government as an academic skill and field of study, and government as a subject. As a process or art of governing, it talks about a government that controls the people, more like a ruling body, and as a field of study, it talks about government, people studying government as a career, and as a process or act of government, it talks about the different arms that controls the government.
Hallelujah. Sounds nice. Science today, stand up. It's now on all those that don't have a place in this church. Science students, stand up. All right, I want to enter physics. Who can define me physics?
If you can define, raise your hand. That man guy was pointing at, come. You don't want to point to your friend. So now I want to point you. You pointed him. Oh, divine physics.
Yeah, physics can be defined as the electrical force.
Electrical what?
Electrical force, like.
I don't know how to put this.
Yeah, put it your own way now. Are you happy? Are you happy that we're catching you? Don't pretend. You're not happy. You're not happy that we're catching you. The most happiest person in this church today now is this man. He's happy that we're catching him now for what he did to him. So you two, you can go and sit there. One. Hallelujah. Who can define physics? If you observe now, something is happening in your head. You are trying to... I encourage, come and define it. Oh, you want to define? Okay.
Thank you, sir. Physics is a branch of science that is concerned with the study of matter, force, energy, and how they interact with space and time.
Who heard him? I will call somebody now to repeat what he said. Did you people hear what he said? Did you people hear what he said? Who can repeat what he said? No, apart from who can repeat what he said? Can you repeat what he said? Huh? When you hear answers like this, you cram it. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? You see, life is very ambiguous. Don't think that what you are learning in school does not have effect in your life. It has. I'm trying to draw your attention of how, firstly, the educational system of our country is really poor. It's very, very poor. Because if they've taught us through time that what you study in school does not really have effect in your life. So when you are done studying, in fact, while you are studying, you are just using one mind to study, another mind to hustle. And I just use this Elon Musk as an example. What took him to the height of what he's doing now? Sciences. But if you look at it vividly, it's not just sciences. Wherever he stayed, the country created a very good environment for him to explore whatever was in his heart. Here, which lab will you enter to do research? There's no lab, so they don't even encourage these things. But it doesn't mean you should not be diligent in whatever you are doing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? You can sit down. I remember one time a young man in Remedias was arguing. He said, these Remedial questions are too easy. And I asked him a simple question. I said, define inertia. And everybody in the class started laughing at him because he could not define it. Inertia is in the third page, I think, of modern physics. I think around the third page. What is inertia? It is the reluctance of a body to start or stop moving when force is applied. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, when you are on a bike, if bike starts, some of you used to experience inertia if you don't put your hands at the back. What will it do? To take you, when it starts and goes from, where will it take you to? Backwards, right? Then when you stop, it brings you forward. That's inertia. And a lot of things, you have to know these things. In fact, one of my friends, we did a lesson together in Kaduna. He's a painter, more like an engineer. He does this wonderful different styles. You know, this painting that looks as if, I don't know how to explain it, that you think like there's a fish in a river. You know, that kind of painting. 3D painting. He does it in Sokoto. And I said, how did you become this creative? He said, I remember those I came here and that's what I was applying. Right now in the whole of Sokoto, he's number one or one of the best there. Any major work, they call him to do it. Why? Because of what he learned. He was diligent. Are we together? So don't think when we're doing kingdom, we're just saying no Bible, don't know book. No, know it. Know everything. Are you listening to me? When I say programming, the people learning, doing programming, they don't have two heads. Albert Einstein has the same brain you have. The same brain you have. That's what Albert Einstein has. All of these great scientists, they have the same brain you have. Are you listening to me? You can be the best in what you do. Let me say these words that affected me positively before I became a Christian, a true Christian. I heard these words from a friend. He said, the best computer, the dullest brain is better than what? The best computer. The dullest brain is better than what? The dullest brain is better than the what? I said, wow, the dullest brain is better than the best computer. You know, it's very true. I'm a computer scientist. Computer's vision, the entire vision of machines is to behave like human beings. That's why we had to look for what we're using to make sure this becomes a reality is AI, artificial intelligence. The dream of computer science is to make sure, computer vision is to make sure that every machine behaves like human being. Have you seen some people do things, this guy get computer brain. Have you made a statement like that before? Your head in a calculator. Do you know brains created all of these machines you are using to hype human beings when they are exceptional? The human brain created it. When I knew that, when I understood that, the way I cram is very, very unbelievable. If I tell you things I know, you don't believe it. The scriptures in my head that I've crammed, there are some parts of the scripture I can read off at. As I'm reading it, I'm seeing it in my mind. These things are things that affected me positively. Down to my academics. As a student, if I cram for you, I don't used to kill myself to understand. If I try to understand, it's not entering. I'll snap it, screenshot it in my head. That's a higher level of expo. Screenshot it. When I enter exam, well, that's the first question I'm answering. The one I've screenshot, I'll just paste it. And I'll start answering the rest of them. I have a philosophy that says, cram the crammables. Understand the understanding. When you finish school, you can understand the one you don't understand. Well, make sure you pass. Are you all listening to me? Whatever you are doing, become the best. Amen? Is it GCM? I just have this burden in my heart. One of the things God will use us to do in 2025 is not just preach the gospel. We're going to preach the gospel in different areas. Rural, rugged evangelism, but we're going to create an environment, opportunities, alright? God will use us to do that. To facilitate mindsets, new mindset in the hearts of people that will make sure that a lot of young people will learn a particular skill, one skill at least, that will make them wealthy as individuals. We'll make sure that happens. We'll go into streets, preach the gospel, give them the right orientation. And I have a vision. I believe as we're doing this, even the rate of crime will reduce in this state. Yes, it will reduce highly because we'll do it almost everywhere. Of course, when they come to church and see somebody that is 17, 18, earning close to 500,000, who will want to do Yahoo? Which Yahoo will give you that kind of money? Just like that. Except you want to carry yourself and enter blood. I mean, you do 2 weeks, somebody give you 500,000. Is that not something worth emulating? So next year, these are things we'll push people into. Photography and the rest. Are we together? Videography. We'll have all of them in this church. We're starting a program next year, almost at the beginning of next year. I think around February, early February or end of January, a Kingdom Tech Day. Alright? Kingdom Tech Day. We're going to do that. So that people will understand there's money in tech, whether you like it or not. Everything is going virtual. My friend will say everything is going spiritual. He calls virtual spiritual. So you have to really be involved in tech. You heard how they've discarded over 3,000, the total, Amazon and Elon Musk, over 10,000 manpower, human beings working in a company, over 10,000 were sacked, replaced with robots. The people now learning robotics, they are billionaires now. You know, you can learn robotics under AI, artificial intelligence. They are millionaires now. So all of these things are accessible. We'll sit down and say, Batman. How many of you have seen that Batman One, this new Superman film that Batman was kissing somebody, a man kissing a man. Have you seen it? Huh? Yes! Cartoon! Men are kissing men now in cartoon. These guys have an agenda. What if we raise people here that understand robotics very well? They know it so much, their heart is not on rubbish, it's on kingdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They will create kingdom cartoons where we talk about Joseph. Show me, like this Christmas now, we ought to have wonderful cartoons, isn't it? Do you buy into this vision? So next year, this is one of the things we'll do. Talk to your friends, some of you who are young people, get prepared for that. Alright? I'll advise you, get a laptop. Not for, you are not pressing button for the laptop. Get a laptop, you're going to learn a tech skill. You become exceptional. Are you listening to me? So next year is the year of, you'll hear it in the crossover. Are you blessed?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.